Islamic Revolution, Inspirer of Elites and Heroes. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, today is the sixth day of the 10-day dawn, which marks the period in which the Islamic revolution of the Iranian people triumphed over the oppressive Pahlavi regime and put an end to 2,500 years of tyranny and oppression for good. The Islamic revolution was undoubtedly the most important event in the contemporary world and the 20th century. The Islamic civilization has trained bright talents in a variety of fields who have played very effective role in the history of mankind. They were the choicest of people who didn't act for their vested interests, but for the interests of the society and human community. They loved serving fellow humans rather than being hungry for power. The Islamic Revolution too paved the way for thriving of talents and capacities in different domains. Thus, the more aged this revolution becomes, the number of elites increases in various fields. Since the advent of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini attached high value to acquisition of sciences and technologies. As the revolution has originated in Islam, acquisition of knowledge enjoys a lofty position in it. Just like Imam Khomeini, Ayatollah Khamenei too considers the elites and scientists as the choicest of the society and called them spiritual assets. 20 months after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Saddam Hussein, the Iraqi dictator, imposed the 8-year war at the behest of his masters in the East and the West in a vain bid to overthrow the Islamic Republic system. Yet, the wishful thinking of the global arrogance didn't materialize, and the Islamic Iran came from strength to strength as the brave youth poured to the fronts and put their talents into practice. The war was indeed an arena for manifestation of a big variety of capacities among the young generation. The war caused the Iranian nation to rely on its own capabilities in the face of problems and shortages. Before the Islamic Revolution, there was no authority to handle the affairs of the elites and bright talents. But after the revolution, especially during the past two decades, different organizations have been set up for recognition of and support for the elites, and there has emerged a sort of scientific movement in the country. Currently, more than 12,000 elites have been supported by the National Elites Foundation. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said, "Today, knowledge in the human level, not just the national level, stands on specific borders. We can have our share in breaking these borders and going forward to broaden borders. We should broaden the border of exploration and knowledge. That I attach value and respect to the elites is because of this view. Our elite can be effective in the state of life, in the state of planning, in the state of the country's progress, and in the state of human progress." The holding of over 10 public meetings with scientific elites and weekly meetings with them shows the leader's high opinion on scientific advancement. According to the statistics, before the Islamic Revolution, Iran had no outstanding scientific at the global level. But in 2016, according to the figures of Web of Science, Iran had 208 scientists among the 1% top scholars in the world. This ranking is conducted on the basis of scientific documents and the studies of world researchers in 22 fields during 10 years. This comes while the scholars of Islamic seminaries are not taken into account in this review. The spectacular breakthroughs in different spheres such as nanotechnology, stem cells, biotechnology, space, and nuclear sciences are witness to high potentials among Iranian youth. During the past years, the United States has left no stone unturned to impede Iran's march toward scientific pinnacles. The U.S. resorted to scientific and technological sanctions against Iran to isolate the country. However, these sanctions exposed the hidden talents of the youth. The domineering system, spearheaded by the U.S., has ceaselessly tried to exploit the wealth and resources of nations for its vested interest. By the same token, it has also tried to put embargoes on science and technology to hinder the way of getting access to wealth and resources. Thus, the elimination of elites and heroes has been put in the agenda of global arrogance and Zionism. That's why every now and then they assassinate some of the great scientists and heroes of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The terrorist operations against national heroes such as Martyr Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani and Dr. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh can be evaluated in this context. This has been on top of the enemy's agenda since the victory of the Islamic Revolution, when great personalities like martyrs Mutahhari, Beheshti, Mufatteh Rajai, and Bahonar were targeted by the hired terrorists. But contrary to the enemy's wish, the Islamic Republic of Iran has covered the path of honor more strongly and resolutely, with faster steps on the course of advancement.